Hiya, mate.
Hello, mate.
Hi, mate.
Hiya, mate.
I've got to admit, then, in the middle of the theme tune, I was looking for my squeaker, but I don't know where it's gone.
You were looking for what?
My squeaker.
Oh, right, okay.
That damn chicken thing.
Yeah.
Can we burn them now? Can we throw them away?
Give them to the dogs?
No, because Adam from ADHD Our Life, he likes them.
He did have his eye on them before, actually.
He did.
So I'll let him take them then.
So why have you not given them to the dogs? And how are the dogs?
Imagine that.
Yeah, nice and peaceful at home.
No, they'd have the squeak out of them within 5 minutes.
Yeah. How are the dogs? Tell us what's going on with the dogs.
They actually don't play. Well, one's blind, so she doesn't play. She just wanders about and bumps into things. And the other one just doesn't play. She's miserable.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, are you bored of them now?
No.
You're not sending them back?
I can't think of anything to buy them for Christmas.
Well, the blind one needs glasses, obviously.
I bet she can't see.
I bet she didn't see that coming, though, did she?
Hey! John, what's been going on?
Talking about dogs, Andrew.
Yes.
Which dog is it that you took to watch public transport and she was barking at it?
Oh, the miserable one. That's the only thing in life she likes.
Oh.
Barking at trams or big trucks and lorries.
Oh.
She loves it.
They're tough dogs, aren't they? I mean, when I was a kid, and it don't happen so much now, does it? Dogs used to chase cars. Was that not a thing, or was that a Mandela thing?
No, that's not a Mandela effect, because my auntie, every time they got a dog, they used to chase the cars that come up and down the drive.
I thought, or was it just a comic book thing?
I think it's one of those movie things, isn't it?
No, it happens.
What are they, what?
Well, those movie things. They always throw it in a movie, don't they?
Yeah.
A dog chasing a car.
They do, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen it in real life.
What about white dog poo? Is that so we need to discuss?
Hey, that's still a thing.
Is it?
It is still a thing.
Not around my area.
It is around my area.
Is it?
Yeah.
Does that mean they've got good... is that posh around your way, then? They
no.
Get good food or something?
No.
John doesn't know what I'm about. John, white dog poo is a thing. Did you not know?
No.
Christmas songs.
I heard my first one the other day.
Go on.
It was old Mariah.
Marina?
Mariah, she's been defrosted, hasn't she? She's out.
Yeah.
And Michael Bublé, he's out. Have you been playing Whamageddon?
I played it for one day and then I was out.
Yeah. Do you know what Whamageddon is, Andrew? You must do.
I do.
Yeah. Well, I'm still in the game.
So I'll give you a heads up. Don't listen to my radio station on Friday morning at 10:15.
All right. It's on the plane.
There might be one in there.
So what's your favourite Christmas song? I mean, I'm sure we probably had this conversation last year, didn't we? But I think it's a good, interesting topic, George.
Right. I'll tell you my favourite Christmas song.
Yeah.
Christmas song, not Christmas song.
Christmas? Is that the same as Quatic Cars?
Yeah, but then you actually look it up, what's the number one Christmas song, and I bet it's the one I pick.
Go on.
My favourite Christmas song is Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues.
Yeah, great tune, yeah.
Mine's Shaking Stevens, Merry Christmas, Everyone.
Yeah. Top Christmas tunes for 2024, yeah. Or just general classic ones I'm looking up, yeah. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, of course, is number one.
Yeah. Okay.
Wham, Last Christmas.
Number
is up
two.
There. Jingle Bell Rock's up there. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
That's the Spanish thing, isn't it? That's really good.
Yeah.
What about Jingle Bell Rock? Anyone?
Is this in the top 10?
I'm just looking at classic hits.
No.
Of Christmas tunes. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, good
that's
one,
it.
That.
Yeah, that's a good one. Some popular new Christmas songs. Naughty But Nice by 50/50. Don't know that one.
Never
heard of it.
Or traditional carol songs. Silent Night, Deck the Halls, Joy to the World. Deck the Halls, that's an Americanized one, isn't it? Must be.
I don't know.
Do you know that one?
No. Oh, yeah. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la. Oh.
That was just like the record, that, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, Come All You Faithful. Santa Claus is coming to town. Bruce Springsteen version for me.
Eh?
Bruce Springsteen version.
Did he?
Yeah.
Do you not know that one?
Famously. No.
Wow.
Kevin.
Yes.
Are we going to do the quiz?
Oh, we're going straight to that, are we?
Yeah.
Oh, is this the one we did a while back?
Yeah, we're not... Well, it's...
The circle or something?
Yeah, the Amanda Holden, she did a thing called The Inner Circle, didn't she?
Right.
Yep.
And we've got a new quiz, which is called The Outer Square, Jordan's Outer Square.
Yeah,
it's got nothing whatever to do with Amanda Holden.
No, no, no. Nothing at all.
We have not copied it at all.
No.
No, due to popularity. I thought it back for you, boys. So I've got a few questions for you. Are you ready? You both playing?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
So, which of the following words, when you type on a QWERTY keyboard, which of the following words are just on one row? Are you with me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Glass, shift, chimp, or think? So one of those words, you could type them on one line on a UK QWERTY keyboard. What word?
Give me the words again.
Give me the words again.
Glass, shift, chimp, or think. The clock's ticking.
I am going for glass.
Are you?
I'm just going to just go for any, because I don't know. I'll say chimp.
Jordan, what made you say glass?
I don't know.
Is it just a guess?
Yeah.
Well, you're correct.
Whoa! Hey.
Do you want another one?
Yeah.
Okay, so, on a shuffleboard, which you get in some of the pubs, don't you? The plastic projectile you use on a shuffleboard, is it a muffin, called a muffin? Is it called a scone, or scone, depending on where you're from? Is it called a cake, or is it called a biscuit?
Oh.
Yeah, do you like that one? So you know what a shuffleboard is, don't you, John?
No.
It's like, it looks like a tabletop bowling alley.
Yeah.
And it's got like little round, like, hockey pucks on it that you push.
Oh, the thing where you hit them with the little things.
Yeah, the little things. Yeah, the thing with the little things.
Is that called a shuffleboard?
And you have to stop them within the line or they fall off the end and you're out. And it's called a shuffleboard.
I thought that was called air hockey.
No, no, that's where you play against each other. There's a person at each side of that.
Oh.
So back to the question.
Yeah.
What's the plastic projectile called on a shuffleboard, game of shuffleboard? Is it a biscuit, a muffin, a cake or scone? What are you going for, gentlemen?
Biscuit.
Biscuit.
You both going for biscuit?
Yep.
You're both correct.
Woo!
Is it an American game?
I think it's Swedish.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Norwegian or Swedish. Like, last and final question for you, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
For no points whatsoever. Influencer KSI, who is a friend of Amanda's, Holden, as we know.
Yeah.
Jordan, you must know who KSI is. In the...
Wait. What makes you think I don't know who he is?
Well.
Well, do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Oh. All right. Well, in that case, you both know the answer to this question. What does the K stand for in KSI?
Boom!
I don't know him that well.
Is it King? Is it Cash? Is it kidding, or is it knowledge?
Knowledge.
Well, yeah, I'll follow what
knowledge,
Jordan says.
Strength, yeah. Integrity.
Jordan?
Yeah?
You're wrong.
It is knowledge.
No, you're right, it is knowledge.
It is knowledge.
Well done, that man. You win a point.
Oh, can I have a point?
No.
Oh.
So, moving on then, do you remember last week we talked about cars in movies?
Oh, the other week, yeah.
We started talking about that because I had this weird dream about Kevin explaining to us that cars, electric cars, can sound like anything you want them to.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we said, why has nobody made a Knight Rider sort of sound on a car?
Someone came in, got in touch. No?
No.
Oh.
But it got me thinking.
Yeah.
There is one that I would love that would probably be better than Knight Rider?
Go on.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yay, yes.
Imagine that going down the road.
Yes. Great movie.
Now, can I just stop you both there?
You're going to say you've not seen it?
Yes.
Oh, my
Have you not seen it?
It's
like,
no.
No. This is really bad.
I can't believe that we've got a podcast where I haven't seen something, but Andrew has.
How
the bloody hell's happened?
But Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is like, are you going to tell me you don't know who Mary Poppins is?
No, I know who she is.
Have you watched the films?
Yeah, she's not really called Mary Poppins, she's called Dawn.
What?
My auntie's like Mary Poppins, so I call her Mary Poppins.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, anyway.
Yeah.
Yes, great car.
Wouldn't that sound great going down the road?
Amazing car, yeah.
So we just need to try and make that happen.
Hang on.
Then I was thinking about other movie cars. There are so many. Can you think of any others that we didn't mention last time?
Let's just go back to the noises of the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. What noises do you think it's going to make, Andrew?
It goes Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. That's my childhood. I love that film.
No idea. Not seen it, no idea.
What are the cars then, Andrew?
Well, these don't necessarily make noises, but they're just other movie cars that are really famous. We didn't mention the Aston Martin.
Nice car. Well, the Jane Bond bomb, we're talking. Yeah. Classic movie car, yeah.
The other James Bond car that went in the sea, that white one.
Yeah. Did we talk about the A-Team van? Did we mention the A-Team van? That's one.
No, but me and you did.
Did we?
Last week.
Definitely the A-Team van is one. On the A-Team business, by the way, I Googled this because we were talking about cars the other day.
Oh, Andrew, can we buy the car? Well, he wants to buy it. I'm not that bothered.
Yeah, I should tell everybody, I've seen a smart car online that's been painted, Andrew, in the style of the A-Team van.
Love it.
It's amazing. I'll send you a picture. It's the best thing ever. So in the A-Team, Jordan, did you ever watch the A-Team?
The newer one.
Well, any of them. They were
the newer one? Is there a newer one?
They did a movie, didn't they?
Yeah.
In recent times, like a remake. But in the series, you should know they were a crack team of mercenaries. Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know how many people got shot by them in the A-Team, Andrew?
No, go on.
No one. They never hit anybody. They were crack team mercenaries, John. And no one got shot.
It's Saturday night primetime TV, though. You can't kill anyone, can you?
Exactly. But there's a bullet count, I think, up on Reddit. They fired, like, 2 million bullets or something daft in all the episodes. Somebody's done the stats, and no one ever got hurt. Great, great movies. George, what's the crisp about, mate? Why have you got a big pack of Doritos or whatever they are?
I don't know if you've seen them.
I can't have seen them. I can see them. Can't miss them.
Right, you've seen them. But it's called the gingerbread range.
The what? Yeah.
Gingerbread.
The gingerbread.
What's gingerbread?
The gingerbread range. Like gingerbread men and all that. Yeah?
Yeah.
But they brought gingerbread Pepsi out.
Throw them here. What are you talking about? Come on.
Gingerbread Pepsi and gingerbread Doritos.
I think I've had a gingerbread Pepsi.
Pepsi?
No, yeah, I think that was actually quite nice.
So, right now,
this is limited edition Doritos. Why have you bought them in, firstly? Why?
Well, if you let me explain.
Oh, go on.
I tried the Pepsi, didn't like that, and I bought them so we could all try one and see if they actually tasted like gingerbread.
Oh, no, I'm not trying that. You two, you're on your own this time, you two.
Oof. I've not tried them yet. What do you think, Kevin?
Well, Kevin's face is telling a right story.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are they vile?
Yeah, I need to grab
them. No, absolutely not.
I'm not trying them.
Who in the right mind went Doritos gingerbread?
That'll spoil my dinner, that would. I'm not having any.
Oh, you need to try one.
Are they... Like,
I'm not sure.
This is going to put me right off my
That's
dinner.
That's weird. So, Jordan, explain. Why did you bring this in again? Sorry, what?
The smell isn't too bad.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're eating Doritos at a gingerbread flavour. I'm not sure.
They just smell like they've gone off.
They do, don't they?
They're fire, them.
You still don't explain why? Why?
Because I saw... I saw a social media influencer trying them, and I thought, I'll find them and I'll try and do it.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the taste on them. What do you say,
they're a bit sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
like gingerbread. Yeah, bit weird.
You definitely taste the gingerbread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it makes no sense with the crispy taste.
No.
I saw an advert, by the way, the other day. There's an old advert. I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad. Please tell me, both of you know what Breaking Bad, the series, was.
I've never seen it, but I know what it is.
Well, they're doing this.
That's the same answer.
It's Doritos crisps with the characters from Breaking Bad. And they're talking about it like the drugs. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you got to really try this kind of thing. You not seen it?
Yeah.
I'll send you the link anyway. So
I've not seen it, but I know what you're talking about.
I'm not a fan of those, but yeah. What was the other flavour? Pepsi, did you say?
No. No.
No, that's what you said, didn't you?
No, listen to me. Listen to me, Kevin. Linda. Kevin.
All right.
Right.
Who's Linda?
No, that's where it's originally from. Listen, Linda. Listen, Linda.
Right.
YouTube it.
Right.
Oh, dear.
Right, there was these gingerbread Doritos, but yes, you can also get gingerbread Pepsi.
Right.
That's what I was meaning.
Right.
I've not tried the Pepsi, to be honest.
Well, we need to get some of that then, don't we?
Yeah.
We've not had biscuit cake for a while, have we?
Yeah, but these aren't biscuits, you can clearly see.
I think we should move on, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. But
we're getting bogged down in this.
Pending on the Christmas episodes coming soon, I think we need to bring some food in, everybody. Can we make a pact?
Yeah.
Right. Christmas food, please.
Andrew, you bring something. Kevin, you bring something.
When you say bring something, what do you mean?
Like Christmas food.
Sweet, savoury,
cake,
a turkey.
Can't you bring the log?
I'll bring eggnogs.
What's that?
Eggnog. It's like the yellow rum drink you had when you were at Christmas. You know, I had that before?
No.
Wow. Andrew, eggnog?
Heard of it, never had it.
Well, okay. Here's
another joke of the week. Hey, we're racing towards episode 100. Episode 86 today.
Oh.
Scores on the doors. Kevin, 30 points.
Oh.
Jordan got a point back last week at 26.
Oh.
What's it going to be today?
What do you call a man with a seagull on his head?
God.
Cliff.
I like it. Oldie big oldie. You ready for mine?
Yeah.
Andrew's got nothing.
Just honestly, just a knock knock joke. I'll win this one.
Jordan.
Kevin.
What do you get when you mix human DNA with donkey DNA?
Chucked out the zoo.
Go on, Kevin, explain that one.
Yeah,
you
Kevin.
My punchline then. I'm not playing.
Bye.
No, I gotta be. He's not giving the points up yet.
Oh.
Calm down.
I'm very tempted to not dish out any points.
Oh. Can we have a rematch? Should we have a rematch? Let's have another joke.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Go on, John.
Let's see if we can do better this time around. Who's going first?
Bonus point, John.
Me.
No, just a point.
Oh. This is great.
Jesus.
Go on, John.
Right.
He beats business again.
What goes... Oh.
Don't know what goes on.
Santa walking backwards.
Dancer.
Santa!
Oh!
I might win this one because you didn't get it.
Oh,
all right, okay. Anyway, listen, I need to tell you, I scared my postman this morning, John.
Did you?
Yeah, but by going to the door naked, I'm not sure what frightened him the most, me being naked or the fact that I know where he lives.
Oh, it pains me to say this, but Kevin, you get the point, mate. 31 points to 26. We got there eventually.
John's devastated.
I'm not.
You're not happy, are you?
No.
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 You sound it.
Jordan.
Say goodbye, Jordan.
Goodbye, Jordan.
Goodbye, Jordan.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.